How you guys doing?
Go ahead.
Fire away.
Hey, Clay. What makes you guys better prepared now this week to face Colin Kaepernick and all the problems that he can present a defense than you might have been in the playoffs?
Well, I think for the most part we had the entire offseason to focus on this. And, you know, you look at the progression of the league and specifically quarterbacks with, you know, Kaepernick, you look at Washington, you look at Seattle. I mean, there's quarterbacks around the league that present problems not only with their arm but with their legs too. You know, and whether that's in the pistol or read option offense, you know, they're becoming more and more difficult to contest. So, all that being said, you know, we've had an entire offseason to focus on last year's loss, as well as the games they had played in the playoffs and Super Bowl, and just, you know, having time to kind of figure out a way to defend that. So, you know, we obviously like to think we're better prepared to, you know, defend that type of offense and what he brings to the table.
Is there anything specific that you saw on film, you know, you saw a college defense or anything specifically that, you know, makes you more reassured for this encounter than you were last time?
Well, I think you always feel confident going to each and every game, but, you know, the game plan always changes. And obviously last year, you know, we lost the game, and I mean, that's just where it sits. So, you know, we feel good about what we've been able to do this offseason, this week of preparation that we have, and we'll continue to. And, you know, hopefully it goes in our favor. But, you know, we know we're playing a very good team, a good quarterback, you know, all pro players up and down the line. So it'll be a good test right off the bat.
Clay, do you guys feel like you have the athleticism on defense to contain a guy like Kaepernick?
Yeah, I like to think so. I mean, obviously, as I said, we have confidence in our defense, especially the way we've been playing thus far. I know it's only preseason and off season, but, you know, I feel good about, you know, where our mindset on this defense and opening back up against a mobile quarterback and a very talented offense. So we feel good about it. And, you know, obviously, Colin's going to make his plays, but we just got to minimize that.
When the referees told you how the rule is in terms of being able to hit a quarterback when he hasn't established himself as a passer, does that give you guys I don't know, extra incentive or make it a little bit clearer for you on what you can do in terms of hitting Kaepernick?
All right, well, I don't think it provides extra incentive just because, you know, we're always trying to get after the quarterback. It's not like this game is any different as far as hitting the quarterback, but it does provide a clearer picture in regards to when a quarterback can be hit. And it looks like, and obviously we'll see come week one, but it looks like as long as that quarterback is carrying out that play fake, he loses his right as a pocket passer and the rules that govern that. So, you know, we'll see you know, the hits that are legal and aren't legal, but, you know, for the most part we like to think our game plan fits within we feel like our game plan fits within the scheme of the officials and what we want to do.
Okay, with all this talk about the read option, are you also ready for Kaepernick just to be a pocket passer, and I guess would that be something you guys would welcome if that's the route they took?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, generally that's what you're going to see from around the league are pocket passing quarterbacks. And that's what, you know, the coaches in the upstairs office work on is shutting down those type of players. So now we have to, you know, work on, you know, stopping a different style of offense and a quarterback that presents a problem. So, you know, the different changes that we make within our defense is obviously to, you know, shut down Kaepernick's big playmaking ability and then force him into the pocket. And, you know, we obviously know he has the capability to win with his arm, but he also presents a great dimension with his legs, too. So you got to try and minimize that, like I said.
When you guys found out that the 49ers were the first team on your schedule this season after what happened, after how your season ended last year, what were your thoughts?
I think we're just treating it like any other game. You know, obviously there's you know, it's a great test right out of the, you know, right out of the gate, just because this is the team we lost to. I know the fans probably want to see this, as well as we just, you know, would like to get another shot at it. Every team wants another shot when they lose. So, you know, it'll be a good test, especially for us personally as a team. You know, our first game out of the gates, like I said, it should be a good test and a good measuring stick against a, you know, Super Bowl favorite.
Have you guys been allotting a specific period of your practices to the read option defensively?
Well, we've been implementing, you know, how we're gonna you know, play this read off this read option offense in practice, in meetings. So it's not something that's new to us. It's obviously something that's going to be a part of the game plan, something that, you know, the 49ers didn't really show in preseason. And we know we're going to get unscouted looks. You know, like I said, something they haven't shown before. But obviously it's a part of their offense. So we definitely have been preparing for it, and hopefully we're ready come game day.
Do you have anyone on your team who can emulate Kaepernick on the scout team this week?
Aaron Rodgers.
No. I mean, would you use a wide receiver or a running back to do that?
No, you know, we're focusing on you know, executing on our defense, you know, defensive side. Obviously, it's hard to emulate, you know, when the pocket breaks down and him you know, staying alive. But for the most part, I think we're just aware of that. So if that does come about, then, you know, we got the right athletes out there to make the plays, and, you know, hopefully that's enough.
Play last year, the season opener, you had a really good game against Joe Staley, you know, an all-pro left tackle. What's the challenge of facing him? What is that? How do you view that matchup between you and him?
Well, you know, I got a chance to meet Joe at the Pro Bowl, so I consider ourselves, you know, friends. And but ultimately, yeah, you're right. Well, you know, come Sunday, it's all competition. I think he's a fantastic athlete. Like you had mentioned, all-pro. You know, he definitely handles his own. And, you know, I had a little success against him in week one. So he'll definitely present, you know, a great challenge for me. But I'm looking forward to it, as I am each and every week with a different tackle. Just the real challenge is not only facing him, but facing the quarterback who can get out as well. So it presents a multitude of problems and, you know, focus on one thing at a time.
Did he bring that up, how you had a good game against him?
We don't really talk like that. I mean, I don't think that maybe I should be acquaintances is a better word. But no, I don't think when someone gets beat, that's the topic of subject.
He brought it up a lot last year.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, you got to find different ways to motivate yourself, and you know, whether it's you know, giving up a sack here or there, or stuffing a player, then you know, so be it. But obviously, our motivation for us this year should be the fact that we lost last year. So, you know, whatever way you find motivation, then it's a good motivating factor.
Will you take Scott Tolzien aside and try to pick his brain about the 49ers offense?
I have not. Now that you guys have given me a great idea, maybe I should set aside an hour or so to pick his brain. But no, I don't know. You know, we brought him in here. Obviously, it's a little premature. I haven't really seen a lot of him playing, but to help this team out. So, you know, who knows what, you know, in what ways he can help us out. But, I mean, we'll see.
You're your own left tackle. I assume you went against him for a fair amount in training camp. What's were you impressed with David Bakhtiari?
Yeah, I was very impressed with David. You know, I got to train with him in the off season. But I think the thing that most surprises me about him is that, you know, I know he's a rookie fourth rounder, you know, blocking for arguably the best quarterback in the league. But, you know, his athleticism, arm length, and, you know, his mentality has really helped him out thus far. So it'll be a good test. Obviously, you know, this you know, it's preseason, but now he gets to face an all-pro pass rusher. So, you know, he'll have his hands full. So hopefully he can live up to it. I know that's why he's in the starting lineup right now. But I think we're very confident with him and our quarterback and what they're capable of doing on offense.
You mentioned his mentality. I've heard he's, I mean, in some ways, kind of matured beyond his years. Is that kind of what you're alluding to?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, you would talk to him and not think he's a rookie, you know, as if he's been around here for a while and what he wants to accomplish. You know, I don't see that for rookies a lot of the time. They get kind of burnt out and they focus on what's now. But for him, he has a, you know, a bigger picture on what he wants to accomplish. And, you know, he's already there as far as earning a starting spot at left tackle, a huge position in this league, a premier position, and now it's his chance to show up. So I know, you know, he'll be ready week one, and like I said, he's got an exceptionally tough task of, you know, Alden and Justin Smith, so it should be fun to watch.
Did you get a chance to meet Kaepernick in the offseason?
Yes, I did.
That was down in L.A.?
Yep.
I mean, what was the extent of that? Were you just working out together? Did you spend any time together? Anything like that?
He came down and trained at our gym down there in California for about a week. But you know, he was fine. He was fine. He, you know, he worked hard, and you know, he. I mean, not a whole lot to say there. I'd say what's up to him, and you know, and That's about it. I mean, there's no ill will or hard feelings. I mean, we worked hard. We worked together with other NFL athletes, but that's probably the extent about it. We didn't go out to lunch or anything, but okay. I mean, if he was going to pay, then I might have gone.
There was a point in the off season where he said that he could hear you guys kind of arguing in the defensive huddle during that playoff game. Do you guys feel like you were on the same page? You know, was there arguing in the huddle?
Well, I would say that arguing is fine within a defense. I don't think there was any confusion on our defensive side. I think anytime you're giving up more than you want, you need to figure out the problem and correct it. So I would say that in every game we're talking with one another about keys, checks, what we need to if we need to tackle, what we need to do better. So I don't agree with that, but I mean, if that's his observation, that's fine. I mean, we're always trying to improve our defense and figure out the checks we need to do as the play's progressing. But like I said, he had a fantastic game, not only running but passing the ball. So he presented our problems for our defense, and we weren't able to correct it in time.
What steps was your defense able to take this offseason to improve against the run?
I think just reflecting on last season is enough, of a factor to kind of sit back and see what we went against. And obviously we had players through the draft. We really emphasized what we kind of fell short in last year, not only on game day but as a team. And I feel like we've addressed all those needs. So now it's about going out there and seeing where we stack up against another great team.
I think you're off the clock, Clay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Clay.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.